We haven't caught up with Masai in a long time. And obviously, he's on for a very serious purpose. He was speaking with some of the media earlier today. He was nice enough to find some time for us. And we began by asking Masai, considering what's going on right now, how are you holding up?
Oh, well, plugging away, man, plugging away. It's been really challenging times and unprecedented times. But, we forge ahead and keep in high spirits and do what we can do from home as much as we can, and spend time with family and abide by the rules as we go, you know, which is really important that we pay attention and stay abreast with what is going on and listening to the public health experts here.
When I think of Masai Ujiri, I think of optimism. I think of a guy who's hopeful, a guy who's inspiring. How challenging has it been to hold on to those traits considering what's going on right now?
You are right. You know, like, it's exactly that. I say it, being humble. I'm always optimistic, you know, like, almost always hopeful this will pass, you know, like, it's been challenging because it's new, you know, and it's unknown. And that's been, and it helped, you know, like, this is something that, could affect anybody, anywhere. It's around the world. We have to really pay attention, you know, like, to really what the experts are saying with all of this. It's so important, but it's also important that we're spending time with our families, you know, and taking this time to really reflect on life, slow down a little bit, you know, but work forges ahead. We keep going, you know, like, these are 6-7 hour days on the phone. Everything is done on the phone now, as we play by these rules. And that's challenging because, we're doing the video calls, we're doing the web calls, but it's not really like interacting in real life. And as a leader, I have to make the best of that. And you have to bring people along. We just have to continue to bring people along.
Well, considering the uncertainty of the sports calendar at this point, we don't know if and when we're going to be picking up the season again, if and when we start the playoffs. With that in mind, what was the message you sent your players off with a couple of weeks ago? What were you trying to hammer home in terms of what is important, specifically with basketball? I mean, real life stuff, we know, safety and health. But in terms of preparing for an uncertain basketball schedule, what message do you have for the players?
I think, you know, generally, you know, like, honestly, we're lucky. We're lucky to have the players, the staff, and the people that I work with, from coaches to scouts, to analytics, to PR, to medical, to the players. These guys are really strong. They are really strong at what they do. They are really good at what they do. And they are resilient and they are winners. But this time is a time to really think about health. You know, like, it's a time to think about how we are abiding by the rules, you know, like, and I hate to keep going back to that, you know, like, but we have to continue to do that. We have to continue to really pay attention, you know, like, to all of this. And that's going to be the only way that we beat this. So, we're doing all the innovative things. We're doing all the things that we hope can make us better when we come out of this. But first things first, I think, is, we want them to, they are exercising, they are trying to stay fit, they are trying to stay as focused as they can be, they are spending time with family, but we have to really, really pay attention to what the rules are out there, to listening to the experts, social distancing, staying clean, cleaning our hands, staying healthy at this time, staying isolated. It's really important for us.
With Masai Ujiri, I'm sure you're aware that TSN and Sportsnet have been replaying last year's playoff run. Every night there's another game, and last night was Game 7 against Philly. And I think a lot of people were looking forward to watching that game, and specifically the end of the game. I think the most famous shot in Raptors history. How many times have you gone back to watch the Kawhi Leonard Game 7 shot against Philly?
You know, I catch it in different places, you know, like when it's shown. Me personally going back, you know, like to where it's to look at it, you know, I haven't done that, but I catch it, you know, like in different times where whether you're in a place or yesterday when it's shown or you see it on a clip on the when you are on the internet or online. So we've seen it. I've seen it, you know, quite a few times in that note. But I think my time for watching those games and really reflecting to those games will come. Yeah, it'll come, I think, later in future. For me right now is really paying attention to our team, paying attention to the world, paying attention to my organization, my family, you know, and really trying to beat this thing, you know, like, so those are joyful moments, honestly, you know, like when you see them, you reflect. But me personally, I haven't gone back, you know, like to watch them like that.
We've discussed on this show countless times whether or not that would be statue worthy outside of Scotiabank Arena, and the celebration of the Raptors' history. Do you think that shot, that moment in time, could be a statue outside of Scotiabank at some point?
Yeah, I'm hoping that in the future that we're going to have even more and more special moments. For Kawhi, I hope, you know, like that his legacy, you know, like will be that, you know, like forever, you know, like here, and something like that can come out of this, you know. But I hope that I hope that there are many more of these kind of moments in future that we will have, you know. By the grace of God, we continue to build and win, and even in these times, you think about that, you know. But we still come back to, you know, like what we have to do now to get back to that, and that's stay healthy, stay positive, stay isolated, stay social distance away from each other, and keep growing.
With Masai Ujiri, the president of basketball operations, your life would have changed drastically once you guys won a title. I think you established yourself as a sports icon in this city. We haven't caught up since the title, since the parade. How comfortable are you with that title, a sports icon in Toronto?
Not comfortable, really, because, you know, like, every day I see my job, you know, like I still see that there's so much work to be done, you know, like there's so much to be. I was incredibly, like, excited about the team this year, you know, like, and where the team was going, how we were growing, and but now we live on the challenge of getting that back and continuing, you know, and this is me personally and even our players and staff and motivating and growing and becoming bigger and winning more, you know. So honestly, in times like this, you know, like, and even before, you know, like, I never see it that way. And yeah, you just want to be the best and you want to win. Right now, I want to win against this virus, you know, like, we all want to beat it so bad, you know, and right now, the icons, you know, like that, fighting these viruses at the icons of the world, you know, like on what really matters the most.
Yeah, no, that's incredibly well put. With Masai Ujiri, I was watching. It was an eerie experience. I was watching the pregame of Utah Oklahoma City, and you know, the Thunder, they were out on the court warming up. The Jazz, it was kind of an eerie scenario. We didn't know what was going on, and I was watching the pregame on ESPN, and they weren't certain what was going on, why there was a delay. And then we found out that Rudy Gobert had tested positive for COVID-19. And that was the last team you guys had played at Utah on the 9th of March. When you heard the news that Rudy tested positive, and when you consider your team had just been on the road and just in Utah, what was your initial reaction? And who did you call first? Did you call the commissioner? Did you call someone in Utah? I mean, how did you handle what was a real, truly a whirlwind situation over about 24 hours in the NBA?
First of all, you know, like, I think what an unbelievable job. I think the commissioner, Adam Silver, and his team, the NBA leadership, you know, like, had his role, like he played in this, in making that decision to postpone the league. I think that hit home. That hit home for not just the sports industry, but it hit home for everybody, you know, in all kinds of works of life, you know. And when these kind of things happen, you know, like I'm like every other human being, you know, like that's normal. Even in a position of leadership, you think about your team, you think about people that are close to you. The fears, all those things, and how you have to manage all of those things. So I had a couple calls. Always those first calls are obviously Bobby and Teresa and Dan, you know, like the my leadership team, with Nick, you know, like you huddle up, and I think obviously my family, that's another call you make. And the last couple calls with the commissioner, obviously I'm close to Adam, so I'll speak to him. And then Larry Tannenbaum, my the owner, we're in constant communication. And then I think maybe in the top of that group, you know, like in between, there are so many phone calls going back and forth, and I don't know what the sequence were, but our doctors have been heroes in this thing, you know, like they've been so strong with helping us, directing us, you know, like in everything that decisions, we listening to them, them listening to public health experts, you know, like, and really unprecedented times, you know, like in the NBA. But this will make us stronger, will bring us together in many ways, you know. And those moments where we're testing, challenging, but as leaders, you know, this is why we're here, and we have to figure out ways, you know, like to bring people together and make some of those decisions. And the decision then was, how do we get our team together and make the decision of testing and making sure everybody's safe?
Masai, I'll get you out of here on this. So obviously, sports are on the back burner right now, and we don't know when we're going to return to play. But have you allowed yourself to kind of dream of that day? And if so, what do you think that feeling is going to be like the first time you walk through the tunnel, you walk into Scotiabank, and your team is playing again?
And I miss it, man. You know, like we all miss it, you know. And this is the time to rally, you know. Like I say, with all humbleness, you know, we brought the world together a few months ago, you know, like winning the title, you know, like, and now we have to bring everybody together by staying apart. We have to do the right things. We have to really stay healthy, practice social distancing, you know, wash our hands, do all the right things, you know, like that are going to get us back to living, you know, like going back to our normal lives and doing the things like we really, really like love to do, we miss to do. I think Maybe from up there, God was telling us, you know, like it's time to slow down a little bit. The world was moving so fast, and now we can hopefully reflect and keep plugging away, keep staying together, and try to try to get back, you know, like with good health, you know, protecting each other with great health. I miss it, man. I'll be honest with you. Yep. You know, like it's been tough. It's also been a great time to spend with my family, my kids, you know, my wife. You know, like it's been good. You know, like because we were moving really fast, but I miss the game of basketball and what we do.
Yeah, I think you speak for everyone at this point. Continued health and safety, Masai. We really appreciate the insight and the time. Thank you for doing this today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
There he is, Masai Ujiri, president of basketball operations with the Raptors. And, again, always an optimistic, hopeful, inspiring guy. And I'm sure that's being challenged in a time like this. But we'll get through it, as he said. And as long as we all take the proper precautions, we'll get there sooner rather than later.